USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer, Derek Chauvin, could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next 3 decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to 6 serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Democratic Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak signed a new slew of bills, including one to permit the sealing of records for marijuana convictions and another to restore the voting rights of convicted felons, permitting over 77,000 people to cast ballots who would otherwise have been barred from voting in the state. The inclusion of the new voters has the potential to impact future elections, as studies have found that former felons are much more likely to vote for Democrats. Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th, and Garth and his band is excited about playing again in front of a crowd.
So you can blast it and blare it as loud as you want, windows up, windows down, sing along. This is a perfect way for us to still get to play music and still follow all the rules that we're under right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.